Noah and Kate, Chapter 13. Oh my God, you're actually going on a date? Kate smiled at Lily's bright-eyed surprise the next day as they sat at the long counter at Lizzie and Fitz, sharing a coffee with Paige. Kate had come into town to mail off this week's round of heirloom seed packages to her customers, already feeling a buzzy sort of happiness that her orders were starting to pick up now that she was devoting more time to her online store. Stopping in to tell Paige about her upcoming date with Josh R. had been impossible to resist, even in spite of Lily's unexpected presence. Lily sat with her hands splayed dramatically on the counter in front of her, the clusters of bangles on her wrists clanging against the wood and drawing all the browser's eyes to her at the sound. Her eyes gleamed with a feral kind of excitement and, which was a little insulting, Kate thought, outright shock. "She's actually doing it," Paige repeated, with noticeably less excitement, or insult. "So come on, spill!" Lily drummed on the counter. "Who is he?" "He's just a guy," Kate shrugged. She wasn't trying to be coy. It was more along the lines of, "Don't get your hopes up too high too soon, Malone. But he seems nice." "Is it Noah?" Lily leaned forward, a hint of suspicion leaking around the edges of her delight. Paige snorted and laughed, and Kate stopped holding her breath. "His name is Josh," Kate said. "He lives in Dunmore. He works for the city council, some kind of administrator, I think." "Oh, the passion," Paige deadpanned. "It isn't about passion, that's the whole point." Kate threw her friend a stern look. "Come on, I've been over this." "Yeah, yeah, I know. Paige, I think it's a great idea for Kate," Lily protested. "These swipe right sites can be brutal. There's a lot of really hot competition. God, it must suck so hard if you don't get matched up on there. I mean," she squeezed her shoulders and scrunched up her face. "Ouch, right? This marriage one sounds much better for you, seriously." Kate just smiled. She had tried to make marriageminded.com sound like any other dating site when she'd given Lily the highlighted version, but leave it to Lily to decide it was more like a last hope for frumps. "I'm sure Kate would do just fine on that swipey thing. What's it called? Cinder? Ticker? Whatever." Paige shook her head impatiently. "The point is, she's dating some internet stranger who wants to marry her. It just seems really creepy or something." Kate laughed. "He doesn't want to marry me right now, for heaven's sake. Jeez, Paige." "So where are you meeting up?" Lily asked, sitting back and throwing one leg over the other. She bobbed her foot expectantly. Kate paused. This was the part she had the most doubt about. "Well, we decided to meet for an afternoon coffee at room for dessert." Lily gasped and clasped her hands together in front of her chest, bangles clattering. "Oh my God!" She said God like it had two syllables. "God! That is so great!" One of the joys of living in a small town, Kate thought, was that you knew everyone and ran into all of them pretty much daily. That was also one of the downsides of living in a small town, though. Lily was a barista at Room for Dessert. "So when are you meeting him? If I'm working, I'll spy on you guys." "Oh, I just bet," thought Kate. We said tomorrow if..." "Oh, damn!" Lily slumped dramatically. "I'm off tomorrow. I have a stupid dentist thing in the city. Can you reschedule? I would love to be there. You know, to watch out for you. We girls gotta look out for each other, right?" "No, it has to be tomorrow," Kate said, feeling the bullet she was dodging whistling past her shoulder. "But thanks. I appreciate it." Paige raised one eyebrow at Kate and winked. Apparently, she'd seen that bullet, too. "So have you, talked to him? Or are you just going in cold?" Lily asked. "I've never had to use a dating site, so I don't know how you'd even begin." "I replied to his message on the site," Kate said, not failing to notice the little barbed hook at the end of Lily's question. "We emailed a bit, and then we talked briefly on the phone to arrange the meetup." Lily scrunched up her nose. "So it wasn't like a dirty talk on the phone thing? That would be so ick." Lily, Paige admonished. It's a dating site, not a phone sex line. I know. You just never know what kind of guy joins these things, right? I mean, someone might take advantage. Unlike real life, Kate put in, where guys are always on their best behavior. Yes, thank you, Lily gestured to Kate as she looked at Paige. That's all I mean. He does sound nice, from what you described, Paige offered, a rare concession from her on this subject. Yeah, so did Ted Bundy, Lily said. Lily, for God's sake, Paige blurted, and looked ready to throw a book at her. Would you knock it off? I am just saying, God. Lily held her hands up in mock surrender. I am just trying to be helpful, you know? It's going to be fine, I promise, Kate said, with what she hoped was an air of confidence. I appreciate your concern, but it's just not that big a deal. The bell on the door jangled then, and when Paige looked up to greet her customer, her face bloomed into a smile of both delight and surprise. Hey there, she said brightly. And Kate didn't have to have we SP to know who had just come through the door. She could feel it was him, with a certainty she couldn't explain. The door didn't jangle differently when he passed through it. His heavy footsteps on the wooden planks of the floor could have been anyone's, but the air seemed to move differently when he passed through it, if that made any sense, and she was suddenly acutely aware of him. Maybe she was developing ESP. Morning, ladies, he called out, his voice richly jovial, but slowed down to a sexier pace. He ambled up to the counter and took a stool beside Kate. Oh, great. He was in uniform, too. Okay, look, Kate reminded herself. Yes, he's stupid hot. So what? You have a date. Concentrate, Malone. Except that it wasn't just how stupid hot he looked. His uniform shirt stretching over his broad shoulders, his arm muscles lightly flexed as he leaned against the counter. It was how stupid hot he felt, too, sitting beside her. His gaze turned to her with a look of mild inquiry in his bright eyes. It was everything she saw in his eyes, too. The kisses, the touching, the soft groans of pleasure, and the sound of her name on his lips. And, if she were being honest, it was that brief look of hurt that had flashed in his eyes the other night when she told him about her date. Just a little flare of surprise and disappointment, burning out quickly as he'd then looked down and smiled, congratulating her. But it had been there, raw and disarming. She'd been replaying it in her head ever since. It didn't matter that he'd come over to the cabin to call off their little no-strings affair. It didn't matter that she'd been about to do the same before Josh R.'s message had come in. It didn't matter that they both knew it was better not to let stupid hot make them, well, stupid. And it didn't matter that he'd been happy for her and hugged her warmly before wishing her luck and roaring off on his motorcycle back to his place. It was that look in his eyes. Hey, Mr. Kincaid, Lily said, her voice having gone from a bubbly girl talk pitch to a sexy vocal fry on the last syllable. Long time no see. How you been, handsome? Good, good, he replied, his eyes shifting over to Lily. And you? Oh, you know, she said, raising a bangled hand to smooth a piece of Rachel hair away from her face. She smiled like a naughty kid, trying to stay out of trouble. It always seems to find me, though. I can't believe you're here again, Paige said, in a way only a sister could make sound affectionate. I've seen you more in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last 2 months. What's up with that? Noah looked up at her, raised his eyebrows, and chuffed in a way only a brother could make seem just as affectionate. You trying to kick me out? No, silly, Lily laughed and laid her hand on his arm. She had to reach across Paige to do it, and her bangles scratched along the counter as she moved. Of course not. Who wouldn't want you around? Noah smiled at her. You might be surprised. How's Carl doing, by the way? Lily removed her hand and sat back and smoothed another tendril of hair out of her eyes. He's good, I think. We're sort of taking a break, you know? I mean, we were never really serious, she explained. Her eyes were serious, Kate noticed. He's got a lot of plans for his personal training business, and I really respect that. So I like to give him his freedom, his space when he needs it. So it's kind of an on-off thing, you know, just kind of casual. Let me guess. He's on, you're off. Everyone turned to look at Paige, who, to her credit, also looked surprised at what she had just said.
I was actually looking for you, Noah said, turning back to look at Kate. I was just up at the cabin. I figured you might be here.
Their eyes met, and Kate felt a flush of warmth at the memory of everything that had gone on in the cabin lately, including that flash of pain he'd tried to hide. God, if only he hadn't looked down and away. If only he hadn't covered it with bright words of encouragement. If he'd said anything. If he'd said he didn't want her to date Josh R. If he told her he wanted her, no matter how messy it would make their lives. If only she had.
She's telling us all about this hot date she has, Lily said cheerfully, from that marriage site. You told him about that, didn't you, Kay?
She sure did, Noah said, his eyes not leaving hers.
We are just dying for the details, Lily went on. Who knows, we might even have a fall wedding around here. Wouldn't that be awesome? As long as you let me choose my bridesmaid dress, of course.
I just wanted to tell you, I was over at Luna Travers' place yesterday, Noah said, continuing as if it were just the two of them in the room. She told me you're going to be restoring her old greenhouse.
Yes, Kate brightened. I met her last week. She's so sweet. I told her I was looking for a greenhouse for my business, and she said I could fix hers up.
That's amazing. I'm really happy for you.
His face broke into a heart-melting smile.
And for her. She spends so much time there alone. It's great. She'll have some company.
She told me you come by to check on her and fix things now and then, Kate said. That's pretty amazing, too.
Yeah, he said, a bashful smile appearing at her words. I wish I could spare more time for it. But look, I'm off tomorrow. You want me to go with and help you get a start on it?
Kate bit her lip. Well, tomorrow isn't good, actually.
She's meeting her husband, remember?
Lily provided, and laughed loudly, as if hoping the others would join in. They didn't.
Oh, right, Noah said, and straightened up. Yeah, of course.
And she could feel that difference in the air, too. Not exactly cold, but not exactly warm, either. She wanted to kick Lily, or stuff a biscotti in her mouth to shut her up.
Well, listen, if you need a hand, just hit me up anytime, he said, ultra-casual. If I'm off, I'll swing by and lend you some muscles.
Oh, Lord. Why didn't an image of him hauling rotting vegetation and broken glass pop into her head when he said that? Why did an image of his strong body moving on top of hers leap in there instead?
Great, thank you, Kate said earnestly. I know Luna would love it.
She didn't have to add the words, and so would I. She could feel them, hanging in the air between them like a juicy, dangling peach.
Oh, hey you, Paige said, tilting her chin up at Noah. Mrs. J from the Agathas phoned me. Apparently, they've decided you're going to teach them CPR.
Noah's eyebrows rose and he laughed.
Really?
Yeah, she said they've cleared it with the senior center. You can use the banquet room one night a week. She said they'd do it here, but there isn't enough room for the victims.
Noah narrowed his eyes. She knows we use dummies, right? Not real people.
With Mrs. J, it's hard to say.
What does CPR have to do with Agatha Christie? Kate asked, genuinely amused. I don't recall Ms. Marple ever doing chest compressions.
They probably just want to ogle him in uniform, Lily said. They're old, but they're not dead, right?
Plus, they think they nearly killed Bill Peterson, said Paige. So, you know.
Everyone laughed, and Noah smiled down at Kate with what she could have sworn was a blush on his cheeks.
Tell them I'd be happy to, he said. I'll recruit some beefy firemen to help. It'll be fun.
Kate felt the air change again when he began to leave. Paige and Lily said goodbye in sing-song voices, but Kate couldn't bring herself to chime in. She turned on her bar stool to watch him go. He paused at the door, his back to the glass, and threw her a casual wave before pushing the door open with his hip and heading out. She held her hand up to wave back, but he was gone before he could see it. Before he could see that her fingers, ready to tinkle a wave at him, had paused in the act. They looked ready to curl around his wave, like capturing a blown kiss.
The next afternoon, at the cozy little coffee shop where Lily worked, but was, luckily, absent from, Kate sat across from Josh R., who still hadn't told her his last name, out of an abundance of caution. The day was bright and warm, and room for dessert was busy and comfortably crowded, laptops humming and smartphones buzzing, and occasionally, the increasingly rare sight of people actually engaged in conversation. Kate had arrived early, after spending the whole morning fussing over how to dress, how much makeup to wear, if any, and which earrings said, "Hey, I'm a casual girl, but I'd clean up nice if I have to." She hadn't gone for jeans and a t-shirt this time, but had settled on that summer dress with the lower neckline. Because this was a date, after all. But now, as she looked across at Josh R., who wore a sports jacket and tie, who looked like he always wore a sports jacket and tie, even to bed, she realized that it might be a date, but it really hadn't been worth getting all dolled up for. "Do not compare him to Noah," she had warned herself about 1,000 times. Noah was a blistering supernova of sex, and she doubted any other guy could even come close to his wattage. So she wasn't expecting the kind of butterflies he stirred to life in her. But still, when Josh R. had finally arrived, almost 30 minutes late, he'd immediately complained about some jackass in the parking lot that had taken his spot, even though he'd clearly had his signal on, indicating clearly that he meant to park there. Clearly! Even so, she'd put on a cheerful smile and made the best of it, trying to give him a pass in case he was as nervous about this as she was. He had a nice smile, and he had seemed to settle down a bit once he sent his cappuccino back for being a little light on the froth. Besides, she wasn't here to be swept off her feet. That's what she kept telling herself, anyway. "So, I have to say," Josh R. said, after a lull in a conversation already on life support. He chewed his croissant, talking through a mouthful of pastry. "If I'm not being out of line, and not that this should matter, but I think it would be stupid to pretend it didn't. I was very glad to see you actually look like your picture on the site." Traitorously, Kate felt a small thrill of pride. Or maybe just delight at an unexpected compliment. "Oh, thank you," she said, tucking a strand of hair behind her ear. "It's hard to know what kind of picture to put up. A photo only tells a small part of a person's story."
"Yeah, you're telling me," he half snorted. "My ex-wife was a model. Looked like the perfect woman, but was anything but. So, no thank you. I'm never doing that again."
Kate frowned. "Oh, I didn't realize you'd been married before." She tried to keep her tone light, afraid it might betray what she had really wanted to say. "So, wait, you're glad I'm not prettier than I look in my photo? Gee, thanks." He bit into his croissant and dabbed at his lips with a napkin, little flakes of pastry falling to the table where he brushed them off onto the floor.
"Yeah, I guess we should talk about our sad stories a bit. I was married for 2 years right out of college. She was gorgeous. I mean, like, hottest chick on campus, you know what I mean?"
Kate nodded. Of course she knew what he meant.
Who didn't know what he meant? Perfect ass. I mean, absolutely perfect. Heart-shaped, round cheeks. My God.
He went on, apparently feeling the need to elaborate.
"Luscious breasts. 20-inch waist. I'm not kidding. 20 inches. 20 inches. I could just about put my hands around her and touch my fingertips together."
He demonstrated, his eyebrows sky-high with amazement.
"Long blonde hair. Big, bright blue eyes. Like a Barbie doll come to life.
That's what I call her, you know. It's a pet name. Barbie."
"And the sex."
He rolled his eyes as if orgasming right there over his cappuccino.
Anyway, sorry, doesn't matter. Every guy dreams of marrying a model, and I did. Got it out of my system. She was a total head case. Her crazy to hot ratio was way, way too high."
"Crazy to hot ratio?
What's a crazy to hot..." You know, he said impatiently. "One part hot to three parts batshit isn't worth it in the end."
"I've never heard of this," Kate marveled. "Is this something you invented?"
"Well," he scoffed, "maybe I put a name on it. But trust me, every guy looks out for it."
How much crazy do you have to put up with to get the hotness? You know, it's simple math.
Sounds like it.
Plus, she left me for a male model. She always told me looks don't matter, but the minute some stud with a six-pack started sniffing around, she was out of there.
Kate frowned, smiled sympathetically. I'm sorry, that must have been rough.
Yeah, it was, he sighed. Chicks always go for the hot guys. It's so unfair.
He leaned forward, his eyes keen.
Why is that? Can you tell me? Why women always lose their minds over hunks?
Kate tilted her head to the side and regarded him. He was being serious. Not only was he asking her to explain the behavior of her entire sex, he seemed genuinely unaware of the hypocrisy of what he was saying.
Why do hot girls want hot guys? She asked, amusement tugging at her lips.
Is that your question?
Yeah, he said. What gives with that? I thought women wanted nice guys, you know, guys who were good to them and had good personalities.
Well, that lets you out.
I think, Kate said cautiously, wishing she was recording this, if you want someone because of how good she looks, you can't blame her for wanting someone for how good he looks. Some people are just really superficial, and they tend to attract each other.
Yeah, well, it's not just the hot chicks who go after the hunks, he said, sitting back. Every woman, no matter what she looks like, wants a stud.
Just like every guy, no matter what he looks like, wants a hottie. Kate finished carefully, trying to keep the conversation light. She smiled and shrugged.
At least in high school, we do.
Then, hopefully, we grow up and look for what really matters. Like character, intelligence, sensitive.
So like I said, I'm done with babes. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. You'd never have to worry about me cheating on you with some young hottie.
Kate just blinked.
To his credit, he smiled ruefully and laughed.
Okay, wow. That sounded douchey. Sorry. It just cut me deep, you know? To have a woman like that and not be able to make it work. Anyway, what I meant is, I'm ready for a regular woman now, he concluded, smiling at her like she should take this as a compliment. Someone not obsessed with looks. Someone with substance.
Very mature of you.
He nodded and hmmed enthusiastically because his mouth was full of another bite of croissant. He swallowed and cleared his throat.
right, exactly. That's exactly it. I didn't want to go with one of those hookup sites where you swipe right based on looks. I'm ready to get serious.
He wasn't saying anything Kate hadn't thought herself, she realized. Well, okay, maybe she would never have considered going on a hookup site, but wasn't she going through the same substance over style issue when it came to Noah? She debated telling Josh R. her own version of the story.
Yeah, there's this gorgeous guy I've had a crush on forever. He is the hottest guy in town. You know what I mean?
And he wants to have sex with me. But he's leaving for Panama in a few weeks, and I probably won't see him again for another 10 years. So it would be crazy to get involved with him. The crazy to hot ratio in that whole relationship is just way, way too high. I'm looking for a boring guy to buy life insurance with.
Somehow, none of it sounded so mature all of a sudden. It sounded almost insulting.
Maybe she was reading this wrong, she thought. Not everyone could express themselves with perfect eloquence and clarity, especially with a mouthful of pastry.
I think physical attraction is important, of course, Kate tried, taking a sip of her chai latte.
Not hotness, necessarily, but a certain spark, at least. That breathlessness you feel when they're near you, that look in their eye that melts you.
He frowned. Well, I guess. Not quite sure what you mean.
Well, she faltered, why was this so hard to explain? Why did she even have to explain?
I just mean, a couple has to want each other, and only each other, don't you think?
He laughed. You think every couple you see? He gazed around and spotted a middle-aged couple by the window. The man buried in a newspaper, and the woman reading Doll Collector magazine. You think they want each other? Like ripping off clothes before they close the door kind of shit?
He laughed again. If they're even still having sex, it's gotta be pretty mechanical.
But it doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. I bet they have a pretty good life together.
Sure, at this point in life, they're pretty laid back, she said, watching the older couple. But I bet their honeymoon was hot stuff.
Hey, look, he said. She's even stealing part of his donut right off his plate. That's what I want.
You want a donut thief?
He laughed. I want a woman who loves me enough to steal food off my plate without even thinking about it. She hasn't taken her eyes off her magazine. Look, she just helps herself to his food without even a thought.
He might have a point there, she thought, looking wistfully at the couple. It must be nice to be so completely comfortable with someone, to be so in sync with them, so easy in their presence that you could blend your lives seamlessly and not be constantly on guard, afraid of making a mistake. And yet, something inside, some soft, annoying little voice inside her, told her that you couldn't start a relationship at that point of comfort. Could you? And even if you could, who would want to? Who would want to give up that magic at the beginning? That sense of wonder and delight and breathlessness around the other person? Maybe the ideal was to feel a bit of both. Like the way she felt around. Her eyes roamed around the cafe absently as she thought, and landed squarely on two eyes looking back at her from across the room. Noah Kincaid. In disguise. Oh, for the love of all that's holy. He was sitting at the counter by the back door, wearing a pair of large, thick-rimmed black glasses and a large flannel shirt. He'd messed up his hair so it fell partially over his eyes, and was hunched over a bit, as if trying to make himself disappear. An epic battle of emotions surged through Kate. How dare he follow her on her date? It was completely out of line, and not like him at all. Was he jealous or something? She should tear a strip off him for overstepping like this, and make sure he knew full well how furious she was. But wow, he looked hilarious in those glasses. And he must be sweating buckets in that oversized wool shirt, which, infuriatingly enough, still didn't do much to conceal that big, strong body. Great, she thought. I'm angry, amused, and turned on, all at the same time. He looked away quickly when their eyes met, as if he actually thought she might not recognize him. Clark Kent and Diana Prince may have been able to go incognito by donning glasses, but this was the real world, and nothing short of a gorilla suit would have disguised Noah. I'm sorry, Josh, would you excuse me for a second? She asked, setting her coffee down and rising from the table.
Sure thing, he said. Could you grab me another croissant while you're up?
Of course, she murmured, not taking her eyes off Noah as she left the table and started moving through the crowd towards him. He glanced surreptitiously in her direction just then and saw her approaching. Her eyes widened and he sat up straight, immediately throwing both hands up in defense. Noah, what the hell are you—
Paige made me, I swear, he said quickly, his words tumbling out. I swear to God. Paige told you to stalk me on my date. It wasn't a question.
Not stalk you, come on. She told me to come here and lay low, but just keep an eye on you, make sure you were okay.
And you didn't think of saying no?
Have you met Paige?
Of course I couldn't say no.
She actually scares me sometimes, I'm not gonna lie.
And this is you, laying low.
She crossed her arms over her chest and gestured with her chin to his getup. You look like an extra from Trailer Park Boys.
What, the shirt? He looked down and laughed. It was the only thing you haven't seen me in yet.
But jeez, it's hot. He began to peel off the heavy shirt, revealing his more usual attire, the tight black t-shirt that sculpted his body.
Phew, that's a relief.
And the glasses? She asked, trying to hide the smile that threatened to spill over into laughter. Where the hell did you get those? They're ridiculous. Look at the size of them.
Lost and found at the station, he shrugged. Look, I had to improvise on the fly.
He took off the glasses and began to run his hands through his hair to smooth it out. It was kind of mesmerizing, watching him transform from some kind of backwoods myopic to hunky dude in a matter of seconds. A few women nearby noticed and were now openly ogling him. Kate glared at him. You shouldn't have come here. I can take care of myself.
I know, he said sheepishly.
He looked at her with what seemed like genuine apology, and Kate softened just that little bit.
I was just about to leave, honestly. It looks like he's okay. I was going to go back and tell Paige that she doesn't need to worry.
I'm going to have some words with Paige myself, Kate said. Both of you need to hear this. I'm not a child. I'm not in danger, and I don't appreciate being treated like I need to be protected from life.
I'm really sorry. Please, forgive me.
This took Kate off guard a bit. She couldn't remember the last time a guy had uttered those words, especially towards her. At least not without adding on half an hour of explanations and excuses that meant he wasn't really sorry at all.
Okay, then, she said. She uncrossed her arms. Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me. She didn't get a chance to turn around and go back to Josh R. Suddenly he was there beside her, adjusting his sports jacket and scowling.
I thought I should at least say goodbye, he said bitterly.
He cast his eyes over at Noah and looked him up and down. Sorry I wasn't what you're looking for.
Kate closed her eyes. Patience, Lord, please, if nothing else, give me patience.
This isn't what you think, Josh.
Personally, I don't think you're hot enough for him. Good luck. Goodbye, Kate.
And with that, he strode off towards the back door. When she looked back at Noah, he frowned, furrowing his brow. He looked like he was preparing for a blow.
I am so sorry.
She sighed, closed her eyes, and pinched the bridge of her nose with her fingers.
I'll go after him, he offered, rising and reaching for his shirt and glasses. Maybe I can explain.
No, no, don't bother, she said wearily.
Are you sure?
He asked. I never meant to interrupt your date, I swear to God. I just suck at surveillance, I guess.
You really do.
He reached out to put a hand on her upper arm and then thought better of it. He pulled it back awkwardly and let it drop to his side. He looked up and out the front window of the cafe, and Kate joined his gaze to see Josh R. striding towards his car.
What was that about, by the way?
Noah began. Not hot enough?
Never mind, Noah, Kate said. It's not even worth talking about. I just want to go home.